The Evil Eye and the Soul Correction Workshop. Why the Soul Correction Workshop isn't for you. The workshop is starting today. As I am preparing, emotionally, for the course, and the challenge to crack some hard nuts, difficult issues on the call, I have amped up my awareness, and I am starting to see stuff that I could not see before. Now, in every interaction, the background intention I have, can I take someone all the way to seeing soberly and clearly what the correction is, based on what I see in that conversation? I am going to share with you a few distinctions, that without understanding those, you'll not quite get how the activators work, and how soul correction works. That includes, how raising your vibration works. The first distinction is, your reticular activator. This distinction was made mainstream by Maxwell Maltz with his psycho-cybernetics method of self-improvement. He calls the reticular activator your automatic goal-seeking servo mechanism. He says that your automatic goal-seeking mechanism is like a heat-seeking missile, it will find your target. Maltz even warns that the target needs to be specific, or the missile will find every heat source, not just your target. He has methods of setting your target, but that part was, for most readers, lost in the shuffle, so to say. Most people were left with a myth, you need to think of something, need to desire it, and your goal-seeking mechanism will deliver it to you on a silver platter. Nothing is further from the truth. You must use Dr. Maltz's or any other method of committing, fully distinguishing your target, and then your inner mechanism, the reticular activator will deliver it, no fail. But not on a silver platter, not as a manifestation, but as a result you achieve, through work. In my case, preparing for the soul correction workshop, I needed to distinguish issues best suited to become custom activators, so my inner mechanism can do the search for me. It's taken a whole week, but finally I am confident that it is now on autopilot, and I can trust myself to deliver on my promise, be on target, and maybe even infallible, if there is such a thing. During this week, and especially yesterday and today, I got a piece of the puzzle, and that piece is the cause why most people would not want to do the soul correction workshop, and why people leave a course when they do. Their core issue is hidden from the person's view and it may be unconfrontably evil. One example is the evil eye. The evil eye is the desire to tear you down, so they can feel above you. They don't want what you have. That would be envy. No. They simply want you down and out, dead, penniless, a failure, lose everything, love, money, property, fame, esteem. So they can feel better about themselves. Is it horrible yet? I am not done, but before I can continue, I need to introduce another distinction. This one is from Landmark Education, called racket. A racket, just as the word indicates, is much like a scam from the time of the Great Depression. You have an innocent front end and a sinister back end. During the Prohibition, alcohol was prohibited. The mafia ran rackets, in the back of perfectly legitimate businesses they ran gambling, drinking joints. Gambling is still illegal in the US. The racket. Now, how does this work in the distinction racket and what does this have to do with evil eye and soul correction? In the front there is a hook, a bait with which you fool everyone, a complaint. They say, poor guy, he deserves better. In the back you are running a sinister business. Rackets is a move of the machine and human being, it is a recognizable structure of behavior and emotion, and every human being has at least one racket, a persistent complaint plus a fixed attitude. The evil eye is a racket. In the evil eye racket they have a complaint. The complaint is that they don't have, can have, not allowed to have. This, they say, is resulting in not having what they want. The fixed attitude is that of the slighted. If they can't have it then you shouldn't have it either. They choose to put their attention on keeping you down. Rather than doing anything to achieve anything. Rather have the complaint than have no more complaints. They're reducing you to nothing or less than them makes them not having okay. You can see that it's a mechanism. You can see that for them the benefit, not having to do anything, outweighs the cost, not having anything much. I examined 5 people with the evil eye, and found the following identical moves. They are cowardly, and slothful. Unwilling to invest energy. Too scared to take risks. Have no real intention to put in the effort to win. Win at anything requiring a real effort. They are unwilling to accept favors, coaching, support to change their luck. When you share with them that you are happy, lucky, successful, the real dance begins. They start sending you energies. In addition, they may start putting you in positions where you learn who is in control. They make you learn who is superior, who is better than you, them. Even if they have more than you, you achieving anything threatens them. You must be under them. That is your only acceptable place in the power arrangements they accept. They want to feel generous, even magnanimous. What they are protecting, what they are trying to hide from you is the racket. They hide that the satisfaction of being better than you is sweeter than the success they could enjoy if they actually attempted to succeed. Now, turn around and consider that you have this evil eye. To one degree or another. Not everybody has that. But if you do, you'll know it. I'll say it in second person now, listen up and watch your feelings. You want them dead, and you want them down and out. You don't want what they have, you just want them not to have it, love, happiness, money, success. How did that feel? Now, tell the truth, if that were true about you, would you want to be in the soul correction workshop? Some, a small percentage of people, will see that getting rid of this type of evil inclination would make them much, much happier, more successful, and maybe even peaceful on the long run. If you are one of these amazing people, sign up for the new sessions of the Soul Correction Workshop. That, combined with the Avatar State Audios, is the only system known to man that raises your vibration, 100% guaranteed. Just know, that without conquering, even just occasionally, your soul correction, you'll always be looking at life from the valley of the shadow of death. The lowest vibrational level where unless you are perfect you are wrong, worthless. In your own eyes. Unless it is safe, it is dangerous. Unless you are right you are wrong. The systemic judgment valley. Hell or hellish? Maybe both. So sign up and at least know how it is done. Get a new lease on life. If there is enough response and responsiveness, I'll add more sessions. For now, in today's live session we'll do the newest move, the move that is designed to disappear wrong, or at least make it just a small part of your reality, not all of it.